Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
I've known many evil places in my time, but this realm, called Barovia, is among the most dangerous. A man could drown here, though he wouldn't need any water to do so. This place is ruled by a man, no, more a creature actually, known as Strahd von Zarovich. It is said that anyone who can slay him will be set free. If they don't die in the attempt, of course. You see some figures staggering in the darkness towards you. It's a horde of zombies.
Well, I don't think that had anything to do with the hags. That's just Barovia being Barovia. Oh, and I also get to work, and maybe I instruct everyone else. So it's actually not over, because they'll just come back if we're not careful. So there's a grisly job ahead of us. It's okay, it's okay.
Excuse so, you?
It's very simple. It's a very simple process. You need to get the brain of the bog man and the heart of the bog man and swap them. It's actually exceptionally difficult. You can do it in your sleep.
There were 20 in total, so we're going to need 20 checks. What would you like to do first? Would we like to go through looting, or would we like to roll to see if they're all permanently gone?
Let's go with the permanently gone.
Yeah,
first.
That's step one.
All right, so.
Such a funny thing. I'll do some, but I'll also be instructing everyone on the proper way to do
There's
it.
There's five of you, so everyone does four.
Okay.
All right, so.
This is a lot of this. Thuk.
Yeah.
Thuk. I hate that it's a check.
I know, you can fuck it up somehow.
That's not
bad
the
boy
heart.
Card for me.
Oh no.
All right. Not only do I get a bad boy card, but Hector, of your four, you're pretty confident you only messed up one.
I think I got. Hang on.
I gotta make a note.
I'm fairly. That one I didn't do quite. Hang on, let me do that again.
Okay.
No, you can only try once. If you fucked it up, there's no second try.
Oh, you've
got to go to the backup plan.
Yeah, do you point that out to me?
I think I definitely I die. I'm pretty sure I got those ones.
Right.
But that one I did. Don't think that one I didn't do quite.
That's okay. It's your first try. Okay. What are we gonna do?
Do you want to find out how many have been whiffed before?
Yeah, well, maybe that's okay. Just keep going and I'll figure out what we're going to do with the others.
That's not a bad idea. You set us out and then you double check.
Yeah, I'll double check. I'll go through and I'll check all the bog men, Adam.
You check our work. Like
I'll check everyone's work to make sure they've done it right.
I don't like this gaming of the system.
This is just something Pip would
do. He's paranoid.
He's so paranoid, dude. Pip's probably, if he didn't double check, would wake up later in the night and just do it himself. Just because he knows. He knows he can do it right.
God damn it. Other options are so annoying.
It's like, you said eyes in the heart or heart in the face?
Heart in the brain and the heart.
Brain in the heart.
Brain in the heart. I didn't even mention the eyes.
Didn't he?
No, I didn't say the eyes at all. The brain goes where the heart is. The heart goes where the brain is. It's not coming back. Otherwise, we're going to have to find a dead-end road or a very, very
get
big
a good boy. Get two good boy cards, Pip.
I know what I'm doing.
Pip, I would go bad boy cards.
Pip fucking cares.
it's important to Pip. Pip's having flashbacks to the Sharp Chuck companions running around a camp because he did it improperly as a child.
No one is proficient in the check required. Wow, Piran. No, sorry, that wasn't Piran. That was Tarpos. Actually, Piran's already done their roles. Oh, thank God, Tarpos. Good job, Tarpos. Fuck. All right, Tarpos is the only person who didn't get at least one fuck up.
All right, I go over and check the work. How many bog men are we dealing with?
Pip, you find the one that Hector fucked up but thought they did okay.
See, this is why you have to... This is in the jaw of the bog man. It needs to be in the brain. All right, I'll, like, pull that bog man onto the road.
You've got six bog men who you now need to stick to the backup plan.
Okay, God damn it. Piran, you know the
area. You know it's a matter of hours.
Yeah, you know the area, Piran, right?
Not too well around here.
You know, if I said, where's a dead-end road, would you have an answer for me?
This road just goes out of Barovia. Does that count as a dead-end road?
I don't know.
It's dead-end for us.
Probably doesn't count enough. All right, I'm going to start looking around for really heavy rocks, Adam.
Do we need to make a road?
I mean, that's our backup option.
You are able to dig up some moderately heavy rocks.
So the third backup option, I say, is we just bury them under a very, very heavy rock, because when they try to return, they'll hit the rock, and then we get out of there.
Piran looks like he's about to cry.
You should have done it better, I say.
Or, so how long do they have to get...
It's a matter of hours.
Can we sever the heads?
Oh, then you've just got a biting little head on the ground hopping after you, which is very frightening.
Can we burn?
Oh, then you've got horrible charred bog men coming after you. These
if
are
you
the
cut
only
them
ways.
Off, the bits will just come after you.
Would I know, does making a road that ends at a dead end work? Is that something I've ever encountered before?
That is something that has only been theorized, yeah.
Okay.
So if you put them on the road, the dead end road, what happened?
You put them on the dead end road, spirits hate dead ends. So if capable, find a road that ends and bury them there. The evil spirits fear dead end roads. And then if one is not available, bury them under a heavy rock. The bogman will return, but it may take them a while. Lie and tell any local villagers the problem has been dealt with. But then they should leave this cursed land. Then leave thyself.
That is not a good advice.
Well, that's why it's the third backup option.
Piran shrugs. Well, at least you tell the locals to leave. I mean, honestly, you've had a go at me for less.
Fair enough. It's
for
fair
not
point.
Doing less, sorry.
What? This may sound like a stupid question, and I'm sorry for having to ask. What is a road?
Well, isn't that the eternal question? We could try to make a new dead-end road. That's
yes.
Definitely something that, you know, hunters like myself have theorized is possible, but none of us have ever been game enough to try it. The rocks that I got, I don't think they'll be heavy enough, really, do I?
Doesn't look like
it. What if we made the road?
Tapos move rock.
How big?
How big want?
As big as you got.
Must bring rock to Tapos, but Tapos can make rock do anything.
That's good.
Could you encase their bodies in the rock?
That's even better.
Make rock coffin if want.
Yes, yes.
Can't make rock from nothing, though. Must get rock first.
All right, yeah. How long will that take?
Maybe a minute.
Oh, that's fine.
With rocks.
Yes, that's fine. That's fine.
Go get some rocks. Why don't we make a road and bury them in the rock coffin at the end
of
the
road? Yeah, all right. We'll cover our bases. We'll make a road.
Are you making the road first?
No, Tapos summons the rock.
Tapos can't summon the rock. Tapos can move. Tapos shows you. She moves rock as if it were Play-Doh.
Okay.
So how many rocks do they need? And if they're described... Wouldn't Gorob and Lushan be running little legs to go and find the biggest
rocks
they could?
As they can?
Do you trust them to do that?
They want to do it for Tarpon.
How hard is finding a rock?
But dude, do you trust them? You can leave it in their hands while you do the road. Is that your plan?
Well, we need a kind of division of labor.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to be a bit stronger than yourself.
Yes, yeah, yeah, I imagine so.
Looking for rocks.
You go, you're on rock duty. Me and Piran will make the road.
Yeah.
Garmin, Lushan, and Tapos, you join Hector. All right.
So all right.
The three of us will go looking for rock.
Sure.
While the two of you go build road.
We make a road.
Wow. Pip ended up getting more rocks than anyone else did.
Pip?
Pip went looking for rocks. You were scrambling about to look for rocks.
I was making a road.
No, but before before the division of labor, Pip had dug up some rocks. That is more rocks than you, Tapos, or Gorob and Lushan are able to acquire. Tapos manages to acquire the second most by a little bit. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you and Gorob and Lushan, you see Gorob and Lushan are tearing the fucking nails off their fingers, scrambling in the dirt, but they just can't. The dirt here is frozen solid.
Yeah.
Your shovel,
is like fucking liquid gold right now.
When they return with the amount of rock, do I think it's enough rock that we could encase the Bogmen's arms and legs in it? If not their entire bodies.
You might not have enough to encase all of their arms.
Oh my god.
This is all and then you and Piran get to work on a road. Describe to me how you make a road.
So we've got the road that's already there.
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
We try to make a little turn off of that road.
Right.
By moving away snow as much as possible, mm-hmm. and then moving away the like dirt and grass or whatever is underneath the snow to try to make a dirt path. And we like kick the dirt sort of like away to make a real divot. So that it's like, theoretically, this could look like an animal, like track or something like that. Like a, you know, like with cows, like a cow run, that kind of thing.
Sure.
That's what we try to do.
You do, once again, get a good boycott. Because this
Pip
is quite
wants
cool.
this to work so badly.
Piran next to you. It's not like Piran isn't trying, but Piran has never seemed more like a townie than they have today. Piran has never seemed more like a southern belle than they have right now. Piran's kicking at the dirt.
Put your back into it.
I'm trying. He's sweating. There's steam coming off him. He quite clearly is panicking, and he's not really able to get much done.
You're there, like, your hands, like, clawing it away. He's like, I don't want to get the dirt under my nails.
You've got to get a little dirty if you don't want to die from Bogman's fury.
Fury? Tarpos has put, as experimentally, Tarpos has started encasing one of the bog man's arms in stone when the bog men start getting up. Let's go to initiative.
God damn it. Will we get another go when we kill them?
I don't think you will. I don't know. I'll have the combat to
ruminate
think it
on
over.
It. Yeah. Ruminate on
I'm just going to go to the previous initiative order that we had. It's not worth rolling another one. All right, Tarpos goes first. Is daylight still active?
Does this bog man have one hand encased in rock?
Yes. Well, one of them does.
Yeah.
Daylight lasts for 1 hour. No, sorry, the daylight is sadly done at this point.
Damn.
It's been 2 hours.
Okay.
Tarpos goes first. Tarpos grabs the blood spear in both hands and drives it down into that zombie, stabbing them and dealing... Yeah, one out of six down.
All right, great. Good stuff.
And Pip, it's your turn.
God damn it. I will plug two zombies in the head with arrows, and I'm going to use precise shot so they have advantage, the attacks.
Good. The first one hits. Nice. And it's a 19. It's a critical.
Yes.
And the second one is a really whiffed roll, but you nonetheless hit.
Okay, thank God.
So the first one, let's see what critical you got. That is find an opening, maximum damage, and you have advantage on attacks against that target. For 2 rounds, you kill them.
Dong, dong.
The second attack also kills. You down another two.
Right.
So we're down to three.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Good stuff.
That's it's Piran's turn. Piran starts screaming.
Maybe I've spent the entire time we were making the road describing the horrors of Bogman's fury.
This is very funny. Piran... Just maybe Piran isn't even, it's instinctual. Piran just stabs downwards with a dagger, but he catches a bogman in the head. Unfortunately, Piran is absolutely not taking enough care to get sneak attack on this.
Yeah, he's screaming. Yeah, he's screaming. He's in a tizzy.
Piran kills one of the bogmen.
Okay. All right.
They're quite flimsy. Two bogmen left. They attack.
Oh, no.
Hector, one attacks you. Miss.
Oh, thank God.
Right? Actually, let me check.
Shield up.
You fuck. Yeah, miss. Okay. And then, Pip, you get bit.
Where?
All right, well, first things first.
Fuck. Do I have anything?
First things first. A character hit by the zombie's claw or bite attack must either make a DC 12 dexterity saving throw.
Yeah.
Or a DC 12 constitution saving throw. Okay. Their choice. On a failed save, the character contracts flesh rot.
I.e. Bogman's Fury.
Yes.
Let's make that dexterity.
Dexterity? All right. So that is a dexterity saving throw, which you are proficient in.
Yes. Yeah.
It's a plus seven. So you need to get at least 5.
I can do that.
That's a 1 in 4 chance of failing. Less than, actually.
Less than.
I saw the first number I saw was the 2 round here, but you got 18. Okay. You got 18.
Oh, thank God. Oh, thank God.
You're fine. So as the bogman grabs you and bites down on your arm, you jerk your arm upwards and the zombie bites down into your greaves. You feel it breaking skin, but you don't
feel protected by the greave.
The zombie's mouth doesn't actually touch your wound.
God. Oh, thank God.
So you will only take...
That is terrifying.
Bogman's Fury is fucked. I was so willing in this fight. I was like, at the end, I'm just going to have to chop off people's limbs.
It's good. You take a measly, a paltry 2 points of damage.
Okay, that's fine.
This is not why they're scary.
Oh, boy.
Then, dude, get rid of them before they start. Because they start moving.
They're going to call more. Oh, God, they're going to call more. They're going to call more.
They'll come out of the darkness. They're just... Yeah. Here's the truly terrifying thing about them. Role-playing-wise, who knows, but gameplay-wise, there's always a few of them around.
Yeah, exactly.
Barovia, I imagine, under the fine layer of snow, Bogman everywhere.
It's just Bogman all the way down.
The Bogman scrambling on you, Pip, is dragged off you by Gorob and Lushen. Gorob and Lushen drags the last two remaining zombies and slams them into each other. They collapse.
Okay.
All right. I will allow you a second attempt on the rolls.
Okay.
After having beaten them twice, I'll say the magic allows you to go again.
I will individually do each one, Adam.
Would you like us to help? No!
Uh-oh.
Bad boy card for me. Okie dokie. Don't worry too much. Okay. What's your modifier on this? 8 plus 3, 11. So you really only fail on a 1.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, get a good boy card.
Okay.
That, you lose.
Ah, it was a good
Expired
one, too.
Expired good boy card.
It was one of those nice vague ones. Something good happens. Something good happens, the DM decides. That's a good.
All right. Yeah, so highs or lows?
Highs.
All right. You get all 6 of them.
All right. So we need to bury them?
No, I mean, now that their brains and hearts are swapped, and that's how you do it, by the way, now that their brains and hearts are swapped, we should be safe.
Oh, yeah, get real shitty about it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, get real shitty about
now's
it.
Now's the time for Pip to be a dick.
Yep.
No, it's not hard.
Okay, Piran sits down.
Piran needs to have a sit. Yeah. Even in the snow, the wet snow, Piran sits down. You hear, makes like a little, as his bum touches snow. But then he's just huddled in the snow, rocking backwards and forwards.
Okay, well, okay, so you just hearts and then...
You take the wherever the heart is.
Well, I was trying
then
to
you look wherever the brain is.
I was trying to follow along. I don't know how we.
It's a little red thing in their chest.
Little beating, little red thing, and then a squishy, wrinkly, and then you just.
You know, brains. You've got some, right?
No, you wouldn't know because your head's full of rocks.
I was just trying.
It's fine. Okay, now you know. Now you know.
Well, you can harvest.
Yes, now
them
I'll get harvested.
Right, I'll.
You search their bodies.
Yes, I'll
shall
look
we say.
Their, see what they've got.
Oh, my goodness. Bones are buff. Pip.
You find one dose of, where is it? Poltergeist Screams.
Nice.
Mm.
2 Ecto Bloom, 4 rubies, let's say, of all things.
All right.
Undead Bane. Maybe the rubies had been pressed into some of their tongues.
Ew.
Quite clearly as a superstitious way of killing a zombie that you're like, well, that won't work.
Idiots.
And finally, 2 mimic guts.
Oh, cool.
In their guts. I'm not sure how that happened. You don't want to know who got bit for that.
Yeah.
Then, patting down their pockets and whatnot, you're happy to steal from the dead?
Yeah. I mean,
you needed more.
These dead attacked us.
Yeah. These dead attacked
this
us.
This is reparations.
They would have wanted this.
Yeah.
All right. You additionally find Not a lot. You find a leather-worked backpack containing 110 gold pieces. That's it. The rest of them were just wearing the clothes they had, which are not particularly pleasant right now.
Right. So were these the undead that Ludmilla made?
I have no idea. They're dressed in a way not super current with Barovian high fashion.
I mean, you're saying she's been doing it for, I guess, she created them, right?
Yes, apparently. So
could these be one of the first generations?
This could be the first generation.
Yeah, I guess so. They're frozen. Does it look like, you said they were wet. Does it look like they've come out of like a lake or something?
Not out of a lake, more like they've been in the rain.
That's weird.
They're just very drenched, but drenched more consistent with being in the rain.
Okay. Yeah, you might be right. I mean, makes you wonder how many more there are. I just sort of like gesture around to the woods.
No, it doesn't. make you want to think of anything except perhaps a long sleep.
Do we need to pile them in, get them away from the camp? Or?
Not that I'd be doing much sleeping tonight.
I mean, maybe for just the smell, I say. Okay. Maybe I'll pile them into a pile and set them on fire just with my breath just to
get them out. Mark off a use of your breath. Yeah, you set them all alight. You give them the best funeral. You give them the best funeral pyre that one can.
Beautiful.
Right, I'll say a quick prayer to Penia, and back to
whoever's taking next watch.
That was so, Hector. You were on the current watch.
Mm-hmm.
Who? That was the second watch. Pip, would you have taken the first watch?
I think so. Yeah.
All right, cool. It's up to the NPCs. Piran stands up and says, "I'll take next watch. I don't think I'm going to be sleeping much anyway."
Yes, I guess be on the lookout for.
More zombies.
Bog, comma men. Yes, don't worry. I
bog
don't,
men, comma dry. Actually,
I don't think I'll ever be able to not know what that sound is and when it's coming again.
A bog men.
Let's find out, Piran, if your words are correct. There is no bog men.
Comma wet. Yeah. Not in this edition.
Perhaps a separate book.
Yeah.
All right. At a later point in the night, wake up! Everyone, wake the fuck up! All right, let's return to our previous initiative.
What?
Let's do this one again.
Is it on fire?
Everyone, bolt upright. Yes, you see one of the bog men is crawling from the pyre towards you, moaning hungrily as it does. Its legs are non-existent. It's just a torso, arms, and half a head at this point. The rest of it is either ash or destroyed completely.
I know it's not really what Hector would do, but I would love to give Pip the smuggest look. But I don't.
I think Pip's about to be like, which one of you messed this up?
Tarpos, it's her turn first. Blood spear in hand, and then throws it mightily at the bogman. Sticks it straight through the head. The bogman is dead.
Can I try and swap its brain and this stuff?
Was that what? I thought you got them all.
Get it this time.
Who can say? There were so many bog men in there. I mean, we don't know where this one came from.
If that had gotten Piran.
All right, well, it's definitely... You know what? Just for safety, I'm going to just chop it up a bit. Maybe I borrow your shovel and I sever its, like, hand, fingers, you know, wrist, every joint. This is kind of your, you know, obviously there's the three methods as outlined in Emmanuel de Monster, but...
You might actually, especially something with the fingers, you might consider that probably even more dangerous than just leaving an arm. Because any part of the bogman can give you bogman frenzy, and if a finger scratches you...
Yes.
That's it.
All right, well, I'll do the arms then on
maybe
their
make,
own.
Make sure that the bits are big enough to be seen easily.
Yeah.
I will thoroughly wash that shovel whenever I can next.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, apart from that, the night goes uneventfully.
Go back to sleep.
Hey, remember the hags?
Yeah.
Remember that problem?
That's just so distant.
Remember like
now.
20 minutes ago?
God.
I guess we have a short rest.
Yeah, we enjoy.
Barovia sucks.
Enjoy.
Maybe that's what Piran says as you go back to sleep. Yes, you get a short rest.
You're not wrong, Piran.
Yeah, you're not wrong at all.
Oh, Tarpos. She's already used so many of her dice. Oh my god, Tarpos. Well, Might as well use all of them. Why not? So the next day comes. Mm-hmm. All of you heal a little bit, but
not enough.
Never enough. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I should probably heal as well.
Nah, don't heal.
All right. Okay. For you, Adam, I won't. No, I'd like to heal, please.
All right. Pip.
Yeah.
You have 9 hit dice that you can re-roll for this short rest. Would you like to spend some of them?
This is day 2.
Yeah.
Right? Until our next long rest. I'll use 3. I'll use 3 of my hit dice.
3. Okay. So.
Yeah.
You're on 15. You have 9. Would you like to use more than 3?
Yeah. Maybe. Let's use 6.
6?
I just want to save some, Adam. I just want to...
No. I know. Yeah. But, I mean, you might as well use a bit of...
Yeah. I'm just trying to be economical.
You recover 48 hit points.
Oh, good sleep.
Hey.
Yeah, putting you on 63.
Great sleep. One of the best.
That's enough to out of kill 76. 12 men.
Yeah, that's true.
12 regular men.
A sleep good enough to kill 12 men.
I'll also, roll 3 dice and, now I'm at 60 out of 73. That ain't bad.
That's not bad. We've been in far more dire situations.
Yeah.
Honestly
a good day.
You feel great. Never felt better. All right. So, what's the plan?
Right. Okay. Well,
Iona just wanted us to investigate the wagon, right?
No.
I'm sorry, Pip, but we need to take care of the hag situation. That includes whatever it was done in that dump.
Piran says, no, I think she did just want us to investigate.
So it is. I point to, like, where we chased.
I can't believe the fucking effort we're going through for that bitch.
Okay.
It's that way. It's daylight. So the Dusk Elves, while they will attack during the day, they prefer not to attack unless it's dusk. Is that...
The Dusk Elves?
Sorry. The Dusk Hags. While it's day, the Dusk Hags, do they attack during the day? Or is it only when they...
They probably can, but they definitely prefer dusk.
The time listed on them is their time that they're most active, their hunting time.
It doesn't mean that they are harmless any time other than dusk.
Of course. If we are walking towards them, they will be up and about.
Yes, they won't be asleep or anything like that. They might be acting defensively or what have you. I suspect, though I have no... I mean, it might not be. It might be something else. There are many kinds of hags, more than just listed in Emmanuel. But I suspect we might be dealing with a Morrow hag. If that's the case, my main piece of advice to everyone is don't let her baleful eye look at you.
When you say her baleful, does that mean her actual
eyes?
It's
her third eye nestled within her forehead. It'll fuck your magic right up. I point to you, Hector, and I point to... Garban Lushan. And then I point to Tarpos.
Tarpos makes no reaction.
Okay. Yeah. And that those are the ones you said have a deal, make a deal?
Yes, they were sort of the buyer's remorse hag, if you will. So they'll make a deal with you. That deal will always work out for the hag and never really work out for you. So, I mean, I assume I don't need to say this, but if the hag tries to make a deal, say no.
I guess my question is, do we need to try and figure out what the deal that they've possibly made with Kutchery, or is that not part of our job description?
If the hag's dead, deal's off.
Okay.
Additionally, getting rid of the baleful eye is worth doing because of the aforementioned magic fucking up. But any weapon that does that, according to Emmanuel, will become cursed. Now, what that means, I don't know, but knowing Emmanuel, it's either really bad or means nothing.
Okay.
So if we are to remove the baleful eye, which again, I think we should, if it is a Morrow hag we are fighting, then we will need a weapon we don't care about to do it with.
Use a sharp stick?
Yes, if we can get close enough and pry it out with a sharp stick.
So do we need to get it when she's dead or before she's...
Well, before she's dead, because while she's alive, she'll be using it.
Okay, yeah, there's so much with the manual. I don't know if it is.
No, once they're dead,
then you remove the eye.
Fair enough. There are a lot of rules.
Okay, right. Well, I assume I point to Tarpos' spear. We're not using that.
No. So any weapon you like, I wouldn't use.
Tarpos holds the blood spear protectively.
What if you punched it out?
needs to be pierced out, I'm afraid.
I guess you could use your feet.
Then you'd have a cursed hand.
Very dumb, says Tarpos. He say, use weapon, don't care about. You say hand?
No, I said, what if you used? I was just, I'm curious. Is this, where does the magic...
He is an idiot, isn't he?
I was, no. It was not...
Gorob and Lushan look at Tarpos. You want us to beat him up for you?
Rub my snout. Rub my snout.
It might not even be a morrow hag I cut through.
I was just
but
making...
just in case.
An idle conversation.
What do I know about, like... Because Pip, obviously, has been trained on the monsters of the dark places.
Yes.
Okay, that's what... That was our bread and butter.
Sure,
whatever.
Sure, sure.
But hags exist in many forms. What do I know about the base hag? Hags 101, Adam.
Mm.
I mean, we've been over quite a bit of it, actually.
Okay, so hags, there's nothing extra, really.
Yeah, hags are not born. They are created. Mm-hmm. They sometimes, but not always, will be in a coven. Okay. If they are in a coven, it's typically three, the maiden, mother, crone.
Mm-hmm.
If a coven is larger than that, they will still have maiden, mother, crone, but they will probably have a few of
sure.
each role.
Yeah, yeah.
Typically, mostly maiden to mother to crone.
Crone very, being sort of yeah, most authoritative.
They can never really be more than one crone.
Okay.
That mm-hmm. just isn't done because there's a. It's like a leadership struggle. It's a crisis of faith
yeah,
for
yeah.
them. You know, hags are a type of fae. You know that the forest works typically towards them, either mm-hmm. out of fear or out of respect, or because they've mm-hmm. they've tamed the forest in some way. They are creatures
okay.
of the forest.
Yeah, yeah.
You know that they enjoy or delight in the corruption of mm-hmm. good things, or even just neutral things. They
yeah.
love turning things towards evil. Mm. And you know that they are not the sort of creature that would just... they wouldn't attack without cause.
Okay.
They would much rather... Yeah, rather than
more
killing someone,
than
yeah,
that. Yeah,
they like even the dusk hags, which are kind of a—I wouldn't describe them as a base hag.
No, no,
but I would describe them as being more bestial than
sure.
regular hags. Even they prefer to infect someone with insatiable desire rather than just kill them.
Sure, absolutely. Okay,
so
okay.
yeah, that's hag
kind of
101.
That's hag
yeah.
101. All right,
and okay, and when we're fighting or if we're attacking this moral hag. What is apart from going
in
for
terms
its
of,
eye with a weapon we hate?
In terms of weaknesses and defenses, bludgeoning, slashing, cold, fire, none of that's going to do shit unless it's magical. And then, obviously, cold iron.
So magical works.
Yes.
Okay.
A piercing weapon is good. A cold iron piercing weapon...
That's the one. That's the special sauce. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise,
so the
morrow hag is immune to frightening and poisoning attacks, okay. and it is resistant to bludgeoning, slashing, cold, and fire from non-magical sources.
Okay, so Morrowind we can pierce, but the other the dusk ones we have to use bludgeoning.
Yes,
right.
That's the trick.
Fun.
Right. Okay. Okay.
Can I?
It's
so hard to pick up a small bludgeoning weapon.
Rock?
Yeah.
With I guess the mace in hand, mm-hmm. I'm like, look, I will go, when push comes to shove, like brandish the spear, I will go for the morrow hag. I held up the mace long ago.
Yeah.
From a dead angel. Did anyone like this one? Pip?
I'm not much for hand-to-hand combat, but it would be useful against the dusk hags.
Gorob puts up a hand and says, I can break the brittle.
Give it to...
That's your guy.
Gorob takes the mace.
Right.
Idiot, says Lushan. You're not sure if he's talking about you still, or if he's talking about Gorob.
Yeah.
Not to tell.
Who can say?
Who can say?
Inscrutable as always.
Yeah. Swashes over me like water off a duck's back.
There is a terrifying creaking noise behind your group. You all turn around. The wagon rights itself. It's on its wheels now.
The fuck?
The wagon starts trundling down the road back in the direction you came.
Is it an enchantment?
I don't know.
Is there anyone...
I fire an arrow into it.
All right.
Is anyone in the wagon?
You hit the wagon with an arrow. No one that you could see, at least. There are obviously a lot of holes.
Yeah.
As you watch, those holes begin healing over themselves, like it was flesh that was healing. The wood knits back together, and then before the wagon begins rounding the bend, it's brand new.
Does my arrow hit it?
Your arrow hits it, and then as the healing happens, the arrow falls out the back.
Well, I don't know what the fuck that was, I say.
Is it perhaps a...
I thought it might have been a mimic, but...
Oh, imagine sleeping in a mimic. That's an idea.
I suppose it would have eaten us if that had been the case. Maybe it's gone back to a Vistani camp, I say.
Two horses trot out of the woods and make their way after the wagon.
Is this it?
I don't, is this like anything I've ever come across, knowing what
it's
I know about
the Vistani? It's obviously magic. But, aside from that.
It's the Vistani's wagon, so I guess it will keep going until it reaches Kuchery?
Maybe they're calling it back. Maybe that's something they can do.
Maybe.
This feels like true old-timey, like, well, whatever's possible.
Okay.
This is the god of the gap right now. That's what this is.
It's not our problem, I say, very least. I mean, that's where we were sleeping, so that's unfortunate. But
that would have been a free trip back up to
Kuchery if we'd been quick enough. Though it seems as though it was waiting until we were out, perhaps, before.
No, you'd been standing out for a little bit.
Okay.
It doesn't seem like it had anything to do with you.
Either the time of day or perhaps its owners have called it back.
Yeah.
Let us hope it is that one. Okay.
That is thoroughly not our problem.
I point to Piran.
Once more into the woods, I guess. Right.
You remount on horses and you make for the Selenka Pass?
Hags.
To go up to... Oh, hags. You're going back after the hags?
Yeah.
That's what we got to do, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't know why I thought you'd be leaving, I guess, because it's unpleasant.
Yeah.
That I own a person, maybe Piran's right. Maybe we don't need
him. Don't worry about it.
Right, let's back into the forest. Okay. I think I put some marks here.
We try to follow.
It's very apparent, Pip, very quickly, that Hector did a bad job.
What the hell is this? You've got a left and right on the same tree. Left to where?
I was putting... Was I doing what I shouldn't do?
Well, that's never a good idea. That's my advice for you. You should do.
No, I put it...
Should we...
Hang on.
Wait, this isn't even me. This is just marks.
That's not my writing.
Someone else has gotten lost here. Okay.
I didn't do arrow points, did I?
What would you...
I did
numbers? Why would you do numbers?
No, I did numbers and then like a little hat of like an arrow, but pointing where to...
You gave the numbers a hat. Well, you've gotten us lost, so congratulations.
You, at a certain point, find... I wouldn't describe it as a clearing, but it's a space... As I said previously, last time you're going through, you are lost, but you are going in that direction again where the trees begin becoming hostile towards you and their needles start stabbing at you as you pass by.
This is normal.
You've not dismounted yet, but they're... you've not dismounted yet because the trees aren't that thick together yet. And there is... It's not a clearing. It's just a little space where... There's abnormally fewer trees, but it's not big enough to put a building or anything like that. In fact, it's only really big enough for you to just make out, Pip, that there is under the snow. Oh, by the way, it's a clear day.
The snow
has not left, but it's a clear... Well, once again, it's overcast.
It's overcast, but there's not snow.
There is under the snow a figure, a prone body, probably a corpse.
Okay.
Would you like to investigate?
We need to bogman that, or is that... Are they wearing the, like...
They're covered in snow. You'd have to go touch them, unfortunately, to find out.
We could. I'll slide off the horse into the snow, and then I, with my crossbow ready, just in case we need to bogman them.
I'll just divine sense.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
You sense no presence of undead, fey, celestial, or fiend.
It's not undead.
Well, that's great, I say. I maybe kick off the snow and then try and turn it over with my foot.
You turn over a Vistani. It can be hard to tell these sorts of things. You're unable to discern how recent this corpse is. Okay. But you do see that there is a bloody rock nearby and their head has been caved in.
Oh, I think we're where we were last night, Hector.
No, it's definitely not. Oh, well, I guess you didn't see that Vistani, but it's definitely not the same one.
Not the same one.
I'll skip the thing of Hector, you get down and also investigate. It's not the same one.
Okay.
It's a third Vistani.
Head caved in?
Head caved in, yep.
I'm guessing if the Vistani that we saw was perhaps the kiss that the hags, does it make them attack their friends?
If their friends are in the way of their greatest desire, then it could.
So if they try to stop him, for example.
Then, yes, then that's a bashed head. And,
okay.
That's a recipe for a bashed head.
Okay.
Well, at least we know we're in the right area, I guess.
All right, keep searching.
Because of their... Iona was mentioning, like, these people, are they good people? They were her friends. Mm. Would it be more like, well, if we find, would it be like, well, here are their, you know, to give them a proper burial?
Iona might appreciate that. Iona cared enough to ask you to help these people or search for them.
Cool. Well, I'll, if you could help me, I'll just need to...
Yeah, all right.
Put on the back of the horse.
All right, you collect the corpse. Mm-hmm. Piran looks at the body and says, lovely. All right, keep moving.
Yep.
Yeah, it's Pip. You wish you hadn't even followed Hector's instructions. It's not helping. Thankfully, you're a good enough woodsman that you're able to sort of take a very roundabout way. But it's not the same path that you took previously. Yeah, okay. But you feel like you're going in the right direction again. All of you have to dismount. You see in the quotation marks light, much as it can be in the light of day, that coat. Again, you see now that there's light out, it is indeed a coat.
No one hanging on a tree. Coat, I say.
In fact, that's probably how you know you're going in the right direction.
Yeah. Okay. Leave the coat alone, we don't know what it is.
Don't have to tell me twice.
Then we'll just move
Tarpos
past it.
Looks at it curiously, but doesn't say anything. Gorob and Lushan are having an argument.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's fine.
If you two could please not have an argument, you know what that attracts.
What? They maybe genuinely don't know what it attracts, but Tarpos turns around and explains, hag come to yelling. Oh, of course. Well, we would never want to endanger you. Oh, I'm sure this one would love to endanger.
You're yelling right now. I don't know if you know.
Gorob.
Yeah.
Turns and gives Lushan a smug smile because he was also arguing, but Lushan was just the last one to talk. Gorob gives Lushan a very smug look, and Lushan goes very red in the face, which transfers to Gorob a little bit, but then they continue. They quieten.
You're both, both yelling.
Shut up.
Well, who cares?
It doesn't matter, people. It doesn't matter. They've stopped.
All right, you reach that clearing now in the daylight.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can very clearly see it's a ring of headstones around the small cottage. You can see there's a little bit of steam coming out of the cottage.
Mm-hmm.
And apart from that, once again, apart from the obvious, there's nothing wrong with this scene.
Okay.
So what is the plan of attack? Do we simply knock on the door and brandish a weapon, or is it... until they come out, or do you want us to hide?
I've been thinking about the cabin, and I've been thinking about how flammable it is.
Right.
I don't see why, if we're quiet enough, we can't just set the whole damn thing ablaze.
Is there anybody pass in there, though?
Oh.
That is a possibility, yes.
Samet's been in this situation before.
Let me quickly cast Shatter.
I should say as well, actually, this is something you would absolutely notice, and even if you hadn't seen this last night, you would have noted this as being unusual. Hector, the graves look very freshly disturbed, all of them. This was last night. It looked like someone had been buried here maybe a little while ago. Today, it looks like the dirt was disturbed maybe after you left last night.
Now... the hag corpses, I guess, that we destroyed or we fought and killed,
mm-hmm.
were they there this morning?
Yes.
Okay. Cool. So they didn't come back, drag them off and bury them?
Bury them.
So they've been disturbed. Okay. Yeah.
All right. Well, the graves are newly disturbed. Okay.
Is it the kind of thing where to make...
I will let you know, you're just looking at this from a distance. Yeah. You can just see dirt piled up there, and you can tell that someone's been digging very recently, but you've not gone up. Mm-hmm. You've not had a proper look at this. I'm just saying what you can see.
Is it the kind of thing where theoretically to make a dusk hag, you might need to bury somebody?
Nope.
Okay.
This is absolutely nothing you've heard
of. It's outside my wheelhouse.
Yeah. Right.
And there's no cover.
You know, I would say, actually, you know enough to know that that is not part of making a hag. Okay. Something else is going on here.
Okay.
Does it ring any bells for anything else? I guess so many things.
No, not really, actually. Okay. There's not... Whatever this is, this doesn't feel like a Dark Places thing. This feels like you're watching a new Dark Place thing happen.
Oh, no.
Something that you might need to add to the novel. Yeah.
Pip, so the Morrow Hag, it makes a deal?
Right, yes. It makes a bargain of some kind.
With somebody.
Often with a mortal.
With a mortal? What if it made a deal with, say, I guess an immortal, or a close enough to an... What if it made a deal with Ludmilla?
Get a good boy car!
Oh, no.
So if it made a deal with Ludmilla, she was the one creating a lot of undead. There, I gesture to the ones... Like the freshly dug graves.
Yeah.
Like perhaps, you know, whatever the hag gets, but Ludmilla gets more people to experiment on. Well, I mean, I understand that people just go to the abattoir and go missing, but this one gives her enough leeway to...
Or she can at least co-opt the magic of the Morrow Hag to do stuff she couldn't.
Plus, they could be otherwise. The hag itself.
That's very concerning. Right.
So well, I think
might have a
if you are to investigate the cottage and those graves, I'll stay here with the horses, make sure they're safe.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Piran, right. I know we may need your abilities
to keep horses safe. Yes, I will be. I will be the utmost horse defender.
I just want to turn and just like lock eyes with Piran. Piran, if we die. Prophecies die with us.
Fine. He starts rubbing his snout.
Gets to you all. In the end, it gets to us all. Well, we can't very well just go and knock on the front door. Can we?
I mean,
morning. The Morrow Hag would love to make a deal right now.
Make a deal. If we could try to. Is there any way for, say, Piran or to hide?
Piran can hide, yeah.
I mean, if you could try and scout around, hide while we get the hag's attention, and then strike out when we strike out.
All right, so the intention is to kill the hag.
Unless you really want to make a deal with it.
Why would I want to do that?
Don't do that.
No, I don't fancy the idea, no.
Look, I don't really want to go in.
Gorob and Lushan, without any prompting, say, any sort of deal?
Hey, Gorob and Lushan. Look at me.
Oh, no.
Don't do it.
Gorob and Lushan kind of shrug together, and then you see, both of you see, as they involuntarily kind of look at the seam that connects them and then just face forwards again, having thought better of it.
Oh, God. Okay, I would like to make I have a plan, and maybe I explain the plan. So the Morrow Hag is not weak to a lot. But if I use some Frankenheart, I could make her weak to fire. Now, she's inside. Obviously, drawing her out was just going to be... what I'm thinking is, if I can climb the roof, I could throw this down the chimney.
That's good shit.
Hit her before she even comes out. Weaken her to fire. Then we have some advantage.
Then when she comes out...
Well, everybody's ready to attack her, and she's already suffering.
Okay.
The plan?
Seems like a very good plan, sure.
I'd like to combine some Frankenheart, some Dragon Blood for the legendary power.
Sure.
And let's make it an emerald for accuracy. Squat down.
You succeed.
Great.
The emerald begins vibrating with energy.
Okay. All right. Because if we can, that won't destroy the cabin, will it?
No. The only downside is if your Vistani friend is still inside, they might become weak to fire.
It is okay.
But here's the trick. They probably already are.
Most
That's
of us
very
are.
Very funny.
Okay.
Well, if it stands to reason that the Vistani has made a deal with the hag, and the wagon that magically just stood itself up and trundled away this morning was that Vistani's wagon. Perhaps the Vistani has made the deal and is no longer here.
Do I know if killing the Morrow Hag will renege the deal?
Very possibly. It depends on you, this is more a magical theory sort of thing.
Rather than something that would be addressed in Emmanuel.
Mulling over, I'm like, they have dealings with Ludmilla. They would know about Ludmilla. They would have information about Ludmilla. Mm. That might be very useful. But then I'm dealing with a hag, and a hag is inherently evil and wants to corrupt good things or neutral things. I am a good thing.
It's a tricky one. Can I also make, I have 5 poltergeist screams. Okay, I'm going to combine them with water, just because I'm running out of materials here. And then direst wolf hearts, because they're the thing I have the most of. I just want to give all of my allies the ability to do fire damage.
Okay. So, sorry, it's poltergeist scream.
For fire damage.
Yeah.
Direst wolf hearts just for special sauce. And let's say psychic damage, because she's not necessarily immune or resistant to that. And then water, just to as my doing agent.
Do you want to make that, instead of water, oil, so that you can apply it to a weapon?
Yes, yeah. Let's do
that. All right, cool. Yeah. You get, I'd say, enough oil for 5 attacks. You can spread that over weapons however you want.
All right, I will give that to, how many people have we got here?
Piran, Goroblushin,
Tarpos,
yourself, and Hector.
And Hector. All right, I'll give everybody 1 then.
Okay, all right. So you can apply it to a weapon now, and just the next time you hit, it's going to deal some fire damage.
Great. Okay. Cool.
It actually probably wouldn't combust. It would stick to the sword, and when the sword strikes something, it'll be like tinder. Mm. It'll be like a steel and, what do you call it? The
flint and steel.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I explained that to everybody, and then is everybody prepared?
Everyone nods slowly.
As well as we can be.
All right, I'd like to get down low, and I'd like to climb the cottage up to the chimney.
So, well, you first have to get into the clearing.
Yes.
Then you're going to sneak your way up to the cottage. All right.
Before you do this.
Yes?
Perhaps Piran could throw it in?
Maybe that's a better idea.
You're ranged, so you could probably... Can you hit the door from here?
Could I?
It'll be a disadvantage, because it's further than 100 feet, but you can hit from
here. Probably could.
If you want to take cover from here, or would like a point to one of the trees, climb, or would you like to get closer?
It will be a disadvantage. I'll climb one of the trees. I'll try and do
climbing
it from
a
height.
Tree won't put you in.
No,
range.
I know it won't give me advantage, but it'll give me.
Well, actually, you'd be attacking down from height. I'd give you. If you climb high enough, I'll give you advantage. Sure.
Okay. Yeah, I'll do that then.
You start climbing. Oh,
I have a climb speed as well. So.
Oh, you have a climb speed? Wow. Well, I mean, getting towards the branches. When you get to the branches, I'll say your climb speed takes
over.
But there's not really much handholds at the base. Mm-hmm. You get from the base to lower branches, and then you start climbing your way up high. You reckon you're high enough now that you... It will kind of, the plunging shot counteract the range on the shot.
And before I do that, I'll give Piran the...
So, from this height, several things.
Oh, no.
First thing, you get a much better view of the clearing.
Yeah.
The graves have not been disturbed. They're open. You can see each one of them has the corpse of a dusk hag inside. And you see well enough to spot that they have neatly, their arms have been removed.
It's kicked off, though, hasn't it?
What does that even mean?
I don't know.
I guess Ludmilla's getting dusk hag arms.
Yeah, I suppose so. What can they do? Paralytic touch, maybe? To add to some creature she's making?
That makes sense. Okay.
Yep. Come on, we're working it out, we're putting 2 and 2 together here?
Yeah.
Give me 2 and 2, Zammit!
She's using bits of, I would say, werewolf, as well as bits of the hag
to make
that creature we fought.
Yay!
Okay. Good stuff.
All right, you are all surprised. The dusk hag that you climbed, Pip, attacks you.
Oh, no!
All right, let's go to initiative.
Things have gone wrong instantly. Instantly, things have gone wrong.
Hey, but you learned something very important just now.
Yeah. Will I survive long enough to impart it?
All right, bright side.
Yeah.
The Morrow Hag is also surprised, but okay. The Dusk Hags are not. So it's just the Dusk Hags okay. acting.
Okay, great, great, okay, great, 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 great.
Okay, good.
Now, the Dusk Hags, they didn't nearly destroy us the last time we fought them, right?
There's only two. Maybe two.
I've been led to believe there's only two.
Is this a big forest?
Yeah.
It can be trees.
They can't all be Dusk Hags.
The Dusk Hag attacks.
Okay. Huh? Why have they removed their arms? That's...
All right, it makes two attacks at advantage.
Awesome.
Because you're...
I'm on it.
Yeah. Well, no, because you're surprised.
Oh, right.
You get hit twice.
Okay.
Okay. So, remember this?
Fuck, we're back.
This is good. Yeah, we're back, baby. We're back.
Like we never left.
Fuck, Iona better be fucking worth it. 30 damage.
Excuse me?
I said 30 damage. Did you not hear me?
Oh, my God. Cool. Awesome, dude. Great. I love to hear that.